Today, cash transaction usage on the rise despite the bank's best, worst efforts. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, the new report from the finance industry peak body, UK Finance, which represents more than 300 firms in the UK, reveals that cash remained the second most popular payment method after debit cards, with an estimated 3 million people still relying on it. Their research shows 1.5 million mainly used cash in 2023, up from 900,000 the previous year. And they attributed this to the ongoing impact of the cost of living on those with limited incomes. In the report, UK Finance admitted that the UK was not on its way to becoming a cashless society. Now, that's a 66% increase in the number of people who prefer to use cash for their everyday spending. The estimated number of mainly used cash people has fallen every year for several years and stood at 900,000 in 2022, but it leapt up to the 1.5 million last year. That's the highest figure since before the coronavirus pandemic. This was, it appears, an unexpected jump in the number of people who were using notes and coins for the daily spending, despite all the propaganda that the UK was moving closer to becoming a cashless society. A UK Finance spokesman said it would monitor the situation regarding people who mainly used cash to see if this was the start of a trend or merely a statistical blip. We think it's more than that. UK Finance said that the increase may reflect those people who have gone back to using cash to help manage their finances during the cost of living crisis. Last year, there was a rise in interest in a budgeting trend called cash stuffing, or the cash envelope system, that was made popular on social media. This involves dividing cash into envelopes labelled into different categories, such as groceries, bills, a rainy day, and Christmas shopping. The idea is that it helps cash-strapped households keep track of their spending and saving. And people on lower incomes are more likely to favour notes and coins. But the cohort also includes many well-off individuals too. A lot of it is personality-driven, they said, and those in this category were relatively evenly spread across all age groups, they added. In other words, there's more here than just because of the current financial pressure that households are on. UK Finance said that these people were not necessarily ideologically opposed to banks or worried about privacy. Most of them had debit or credit cards, and many paid their regular household bills using direct debits or standing orders. But clearly for some, the continued use of and access to cash is, well, important. As I highlighted in the recent post, the chaos caused by the global IT outage last week underlines the risks of moving towards a cashless society. And UK Finance said that even if the data forecasts that cash will represent only 6% of payments in a decade's time, it's critical if other systems go down, as we saw with the outage last week. This was as close to the Swedish message of make sure you keep cash to hand in case of emergencies as it gets, without saying it. Interestingly, the bank's trade body forecasts a decline in cash usage in the years ahead as banks continue their strategy of ripping out ADMs and closing branches. However, if consumers continue to revisit their use of cash, things could be different. The banking sector has been long accused of leaving communities cut off through swathes of branch closures since the financial crisis on a cost-saving excuse. Around 6,000 sites have been shut down over the past 9 years under cost-cutting measures, which lenders insist reflect the shift to digital banking from branch-based activity, which of course is convenient but not the full story. Critics accuse the industry of neglecting rural communities and the vulnerable, such as the elderly, who are far less likely to be tech-savvy. But again, I believe it's a broader trend than just an age-based thing. More people are waking up to the fact that cash is important. While the core of people who mainly use cash has increased, so too has the number of people who live largely cashless lives, defined as either using no notes or coins at all, or using them only about once a month. The volume of contactless and mobile payments increased last year, while the number of cash payments resumed a downward trajectory after enjoying a brief comeback in 2022, they noted in the annual report. Mobile contactless payments are growing fast, and one third of adults are now making these at least once a month, with scope for usage to increase further, they said. Unlike cards, which have a contactless spending limit of £100, mobile contactless payments have security features built in. Also, around 1 in 8 people in the UK, that's 12% of adults, used Buy Now, Pay Later services to purchase something during 2022. At least 14% of female adults and 11% of male adults use at least one Buy Now, Pay Later service. Young consumers tend to use Buy Now, Pay Later services more than older cohorts, and the age group with the most Buy Now, Pay Later users in 2022 was between 25 and 34 years. Almost 1 in 5 adults in this age group, 18%, used Buy Now, Pay Later service during 2022. In contrast, just 8% of people aged 65 or over used those services in 2022, although this represents a significant increase from the 4% of people in this age group that used Buy Now, Pay Later services during 2021. And separately, the Financial Conduct Authority published full details of the new powers granted to it by the government to protect access to cash for consumers and small businesses. Under the regime set in motion by the last government and taking effect on the 18th of September, banks and building societies will need to weigh up if local communities lack access to cash services such as branches and ATMs and will have to plug significant gaps. The new obligations would require them to act if assessments, which can be requested by local areas, find difficulties in the provision of basic services, including the ability to bank cash. Lenders would also have to keep a service, including a branch or a cash machine, open until such time as a replacement is identified or operational. Failure to abide by the rules could ultimately lead to an unlimited fine, the FCA said. The regulatory framework covers the operation of the 14 largest lenders on the high street, and they have the ability to review cash provision every 2 years. It's interesting to note that in the US, a Federal Reserve survey showed that cash made up about 16% of payments last year. That's down from 31% in 2016, while a European Central Bank study found that cash was used for 59% of face-to-face transactions in the Eurozone in 2022. In Australia, as I reported recently, there was also a rise in cash usage despite the bank's best worst efforts. And the recommendations from the recent Senate inquiry into regional branch closures also included making access to cash an essential service. It's simple, people, really. Use cash and we retain a backup in case of emergency. We also know that people using cash regularly have a better handle on their finances. It teaches kids the real value of money and acts as an antidote to the tap-tap credit-based society, where banks make a dollar on every transaction, which costs us all. While the war on cash is far from over, use it or lose it. It's really that simple. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.